Insufferable, written by Pinkish and read by Sun Kitten Shash. And Until We Meet Again fanfic, rated teen. Summary. Dean and Wynn have a conversation about what to do when you're in love and you don't like having feelings. It takes place sometime after episode 8, but time doesn't really matter. They're often silent together. Dean tends not to speak aloud unless someone talks to him first, and Wynn is generally happy to offer the level of conversation that his friends prefer. Some friends want background chatter, which Wynn is happy to supply, but Dean prefers his silent company, so Wynn obliges. It's not like they don't talk, it's just that Dean and Wynn communicate more through motions, gestures. An extra bottle of water gets placed next to an elbow instead of a, "Hi, how are you?" A raised eyebrow instead of, "You good?" So even though they don't say a lot of words, they still understand each other, and Wynn knows that Dean's life is infinitely different than it was last year, knows Dean can tell something is off about Wynn. Lately, Dean's a strange mix of stressed and settled, and Wynn, well, Wynn is in a hell of his own making. It's fine. When he meets up with Dean for a post-swim study session, he's not entirely focused on where he is in space and time, because Team had said, "See you back at home, Hia," and he meant Wynn's room, and Wynn's brain is still trying to understand how that happened. So instead of placing Dean's water bottle surreptitiously next to Dean's elbow, he just sort of drops it on the table and lets it roll. At the sound, Dean looks up and gives him the, "You good?" eyebrow, and Wynn can only flop to his seat in response. He is not, in fact, good. He drops his head to the table, his forehead against the rough wood. He puts his hands on the back of his head and tucks his arms close to his face to block out the sunlight. He sends a pitiful groan through the slats and receives a sad little head pat in response. "I really like him," Wynn whispers to the grass underneath his feet. "You're kind of cute like this," Dean says, a laugh in his voice. "I've never seen you smitten." Wynn looks up to glare at Dean, because he is not smitten. He's not some lovelorn romantic hero, completely incapable of rational thought in the face of the love of his life. Dean grins, his sharp mouth stretching into the smile that's more familiar these days. "Speaking of smitten," Wynn says, gesturing at Dean's phone, which has chimed with yet another message from Parm. Dean doesn't let his phone make noise for anyone else. "I'm not the one in denial here," Dean says. He picks up the phone, and his face softens as he types out a reply. "I am fully aware of what I am." "God, you're insufferable," Wynn grumbles, forehead back where it belongs, against the dirty, hard, sticky wood of the table. "Maybe," Dean says, though he sounds distracted. He's probably looking at pictures of Parm. "But I'm happy." "Fuck off." Wynn bounces his forehead on the table a few times for good measure, then returns to mostly vertical. "I'm happy. I'm fine." Dean looks at him incredulously, then reaches across the table to wipe off the slivers of wood and paint that attach themselves to Wynn's forehead. "Right, that's why you're..." Dean gestures vaguely to encompass all of Wynn. "Like this." "Yes, this is what I'm like when I'm fine," Wynn lies. "Mm-hmm." Dean purses his lips to stop himself from smiling.
"So you definitely don't want to talk about it, then?"
"Right." You definitely aren't asking, hoping that I'll ask you how team is doing?
Right, Wynn says. Then, he's still not sleeping well.
And you know this because...
Dean still has his phone in his hand, but Wynn can tell that he's only pretending to be distracted by Parm. For one, he's responding in full sentences, which he is not capable of when Parm is texting him. Really, Wynn knows that Dean is giving him the grace of no eye contact. Wynn is grateful, because he can't manage facing Dean and answering his question.
He sleeps on my bed every night, Wynn grimaces. I'm a mess.
He puts his face in his hands.
I gave him a key,
he groans. He hears Dean put the phone down onto the table, so he risks a peek through his fingers to see what Dean's reaction is. Dean's face is a blend of horror and delight, so Wynn closes his eyes again. They're quiet for a minute, then Dean says,
Parm gave me a key.
He sounds proud.
Aw,
Wynn says, grateful for the change of focus.
He's serious about you.
He is, Dean says.
He says it like he's fucking Sherlock Holmes deducing the identity of a murderer, and that's when Wynn realizes he's walked into a trap. Dean grins, smug, and says,
So you're serious about him, then?
Fuck, and I cannot stress this enough. Off! Dean ignores him.
Yes,
Wynn says, face back in his hands.
You know,
Dean says, like they're both normal people having a normal conversation.
This would go a lot faster if I didn't have to work so hard to get you to talk about him.
Wynn lifts his head from his hands to stick his tongue out at Dean, who rolls his eyes in response.
You weren't so sure, Dean says, a few days ago.
Wynn sighs, filling his lungs with too much air so that he can expel it all from his body, so he can empty himself of oxygen and all the words he doesn't want to say. I don't know, Wynn says, hesitant. Then he says it again, suddenly frustrated, sharp and spitting it out. I don't know! Dean leans back a little at the force of Wynn's words, but he leans back in and covers his mouth with his hand. He looks at Wynn like he's observing an animal in its habitat, trying to assess its relationship to the ecosystem, to identify its patterns of behavior.
How did you...
Wynn starts to speak, then shuts his mouth. This isn't a question worth asking.
How did I know it was serious with Parm?
Dean grins. Wynn rolls his eyes. It's a stupid question.
It's not, Dean says. I'm just not sure my answer will help you.
Wynn feels his stomach drop, scared both that what Dean says will help him and that it will not.
The short answer is that I always knew,
Dean says. Wynn nods because, well, yeah, he knows that's the answer.
I knew him before I knew him, if that makes sense,
Dean says, and his voice sounds a bit far away, like he's not sure why he's saying the words out loud, or like he's drifting off in a memory as the words come out unbidden.
I mean, not really, but also, yes.
Wynn leans his temple on his hands, so his view of Dean is sideways, the world tilting and the shape of Dean's face warping as Wynn's brain tries to keep up with the shift in perspective. You said you'd thought you'd found the important thing you were looking for. Dean lets out a small little laugh.
Huh, yeah, I was right about that. I found him.
Yeah. Wynn tries not to sound disappointed. I mean, I'm happy for you and all, but that's not... Wynn shrugs, finds himself surprised that it hurts a little to admit it. Because he wasn't waiting for team. There hasn't been a team-shaped hole in his heart all his life. He didn't see team and go, "Oh wow, that's the thing that I've been looking for." It was more like, "Oh no, he's so cute. Oh no, he's very sweet. Oh god, he kisses like that? Fuck me. Oh god, oh no." "I know," Dean interrupts, pats Wynn on the arm to pull him out of his spiral. "But there's a long answer, if you want it." Wynn likes this about Dean. He's honest in a different way than Wynn is, because he always waits for people to take him up on his honesty. Wynn prefers to chuck truths at people as if they mean nothing to him, but Dean holds truth close and invites people to look at it, like he's got a fragile butterfly in cupped hands and he's granting you permission to view. It's kinder, more careful. Wynn is glad he gets Dean's care in moments like this. Wynn nods, not sure he can trust himself to make words happen.
"The long answer is that, yeah, we knew right away, but just because we know that we're it for each other doesn't mean we have to agree to it, you know?"
Dean runs his hands through his hair, a nervous gesture that just makes him more handsome, the asshole. "What about the whole—" Wynn gestures vaguely in the air. "Registering of fate, destined soulmates thing." He squints his eyes at Dean to push him in and out of focus. "Doesn't that mean that you do actually have to agree? Like—" he sighs, frustrated. "You did. You guys are. You guys are together, so it's real."
"Yeah," Dean says, slowly.
He tilts his head side to side, like Wynn doesn't quite get it.
"But like, I'm still a real person. Parm's still just a first year who loves baking and has a great smile and a cute butt."
Wynn chucks the lid of his water bottle at Dean, who laughs. Dean leans over to pick up the cap and rolls it back to Wynn.
"I believe we're soulmates," Dean says, like it's easy. "But we still live in this world, you know?"
Wynn does know. He's heard the things people say about Dean, the same things he assumes people say about him.
"So it's easy to say yes, but also," Dean sighs, "it's still something we have to say."
Wynn looks at his friend, whose eyes are unfocused as he conjures up images of the love of his life, whose mouth curls into a smile just at the thought of Parm, whose hand stays on top of his phone, the closest he can get to Parm while they're apart. Wynn doesn't know how this is supposed to help him, because he doesn't know, not in the way Dean does. Wynn doesn't know if there's something in team that pulls him towards Wynn, the way there's a spark that flickers to life in Wynn's core when he hears team's voice.
"I'm going to say yes to him, to a life with him, and—"
Dean pauses, takes a breath before continuing.
"I believe Parm will, too."
"Why?" Because that's what it comes down to, for Wynn. Why does someone say yes, when the other answer could be no, when even if you both say yes, it could still hurt because the world is full of sharp corners?
"Because nothing would hurt more than his absence," Dean says. "Because I know I can make him happier when I'm next to him than if I'm far away. Because—" Dean shrugs, pauses. "Because if I say no, it's like I'm saying people like us don't get to be in love."
Wynn frowns. "I don't think that's what it means."
"No," Dean shakes his head. "I know that's not what it means. I'm saying that's what it feels like."
He rubs his arm, a soothing gesture.
"If the only reason I'd say no is because it would be hard—"
Dean's hands clench.
"I want to be braver." for him.
Fuck, Wynn says, half under his breath. Faced with this bare, open entirety of Dean like this, his own worries feel petty, small, inconsequential. Oh, woe is me. Does a boy I like want me back? Oh, what a dilemma. Should I date him or just keep sleeping with him and fucking him and holding him and taking care of him?
Don't, Dean says.
He pokes Wynn in the forehead, where the crease of his frown has deepened.
I can hear you being mean to yourself from here.
Wynn rubs his forehead, smoothing away the feeling of Dean's finger.
I said that stuff because... Dean huffs out a frustrated breath. Because it's all just the same thing.
It's really not, Wynn says. He can feel himself getting mad, even if he knows he shouldn't be, even if he knows Dean is trying to help. But how can Dean say that? How can he talk about Parm like that, and then say that Wynn is the same, feels the same?
It's offensive, because it's such a blatant lie.
Wynn, Dean says,
it is.
He waits for Wynn, for an interruption that doesn't come, then continues.
Maybe you didn't know right away. Maybe you had to learn what it feels like to want him, or love him, or need him. But you do, so there's really only one question. Is it worth it?
What's it? Wynn says, louder than he means to. What is it that is worth anything? He stands up, pressing his hands into the table, leaning into Dean's space. He shouldn't have asked Dean. He should have gone to fucking Tool or Pruick or fuck even Manao would be better at this.
Is it worth it?
Fuck. What an asshole. It could be fucking anything. It could be Team in pain or gone or never there in the first place.
Anything. Everything. Him.
Dean says it like it's simple. It's not that easy! Wynn doesn't care that he's yelling.
What's hard about it?
Dean's voice rises, not as loud as Wynn's, but enough for Wynn to know that Dean isn't going to let Wynn get out of this with a temper tantrum. Everything! Wynn says, because he knows it will annoy Dean.
That's a lie, Dean says, firmly.
Fine. Wynn takes a breath and gives the most logical answer he has.
He's my junior, and I'm supposed to know.
Why ask if you don't believe my answer? Wynn is annoyed now. Dean gets like this, like he knows the right thing, just because it's him, just because he's got his own answer, and he doesn't listen.
Tell me the truth, and I'll believe you, Dean says, insufferably calm.
He stands up to meet Wynn's eyes over the table, but he holds none of the nervous energy in his body that's thrumming through Wynn. His skin probably doesn't feel like it's about to vibrate off his muscles, his thighs don't feel like they're on the verge of collapse, his lungs don't feel like there's not enough air in the world.
Fuck you,
Wynn says, letting his anger flow over his tongue.
What's hard about saying yes to Team?
Nothing! Wynn surprises himself with the truth.
Then what's hard about it at all?
Why would he say yes to me? Wynn doesn't really mean to say the words out loud, doesn't mean to shout them. Dean sits back down, like he's won the argument. Wynn sits back down, because the argument doesn't matter anymore. He can be as sure as he is that Team is what he wants, but Team can't want him the same way, and the pain of living in a world where Team has to tell him that will be worse than living in this one.
God, you're an idiot.
Dean winces immediately, regretting the words.
Sorry.
No. Wynn waves the apology away, He's deflated. The anger that was holding him up is gone, and he's just tired now. I am.
You're not,
Dean says, even though he's the one who brought it up.
But you are wrong.
Anyone with eyes can tell he thinks I'm hot or funny or nice to him. Wynn says the words in a stupid little sing-song voice, because he doesn't want to be hot or funny or nice. He wants to matter.
Okay, wait. You are an idiot.
I know he likes me, Dean, but... Wynn trails off. He stares up at the sun so that he doesn't have to look at Dean, in the hopes he'll burn his eyeballs out, and therefore won't have to deal with anything else today. I'm starting to think I want, like, the rest of my fucking life with him, and that's a lot to ask.
You are smitten,
Dean laughs again, and Wynn knows he's forgiven, knows that Dean was lancing a boil, knows that Dean was willing to be the one Wynn yelled at so that he'd say the words at all.
Ugh,
Wynn groans, head back on the table. I hate it.
You don't.
I don't.
You like him,
Dean lilts.
I like him a lot, Dean.
Wynn lets the joy of the words bubble up through his body, lets himself feel the pleasure of falling in love with someone. It's like shaving that last half a second off your swim, like eating the exact food you were craving and it being as good as you remember it, like the moment before a good dream fades into wakefulness, because you're in the real world, but the good things still feel like they happened.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Dean asks.
You aren't built for hesitating.
Nothing, I guess. I don't want to scare him, Wynn says. I don't want to ask for something he can't give me.
Do you know what he can give you?
No, Wynn whines. That's the whole problem, Dean. Have you even been listening? He's half annoyed, half teasing, because of course Dean has been listening, but sometimes he just doesn't hear Wynn.
Well then, Dean says, like the conversation is over. Figure it out.
How? Wynn is incredulous. How the fuck am I supposed to figure that out?
Ask him.
And... It's very annoying to have a friend like Dean, because he says things like they're simple, like they're easy, and when he says them, they are. Wynn doesn't know what team can give him, doesn't know what team wants. Ask him.
It's not that easy,
Dean mocks him, but he squeezes Wynn's shoulder to comfort him.
Of course it's hard, and the most terrifying thing you'll ever do that doesn't literally come with the risk of death.
Oh, great, thanks, Wynn grumbles. Good pep talk.
But you do it, or you don't.
Wynn squints at Dean, trying to understand.
That's the choice, in the end. You ask, you say yes, you fall in love, or you don't.
Dean takes another deep breath, then stands up from the table, brandishing his phone, which is ringing with a call from Parm.
I have to go meet Parm, but...
Wynn?
Yeah?
Wynn says, as Dean slings his bag over his shoulder.
Do you want to be the Wynn who loves team, or Wynn who gives up on him?
Wynn feels the words like a punch. Like a bucket of cold water, like a failing grade, like his family's disapproval. So Dean gets a good 10 feet away before Wynn's voice returns to him. I hate you! Dean turns around and gives him a wide grin.
Love you too, Wynn.
The end.